Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one who him belongs, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one whom him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Thank you, Lord, for John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
My God reigns, my God reigns. Thank you, Jesus, my God reigns, my God reigns. My God reigns. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hallelujah. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns.
Hallelujah. Thank God that our God reigns. What a great and mighty and awesome, phenomenal God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Bless the Lord. It's just the three of us. Well, four of us. Praise the Lord. We'll give a little bit more time for some of the prayer warriors to come on. It's only 3 minutes after, but we thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You made me whole. You saved my soul. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for he is good. He's awesome, phenomenal God There is none like him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. With the fire, the anointing is flowing. And God, we give you glory and praise, because if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? And there wouldn't be no possibility of it coming to pass. He's our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer. Oh, what a mighty God is he. Our Counselor, our Prince of Peace. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I bless the Lord. Glory to God for these prayer warriors and this opportunity that we can come together to give God glory, asking glory to him for the forgiveness for every offense against his word, that we may be able to come in compliance and align ourselves up with his word. God, walking in forgiveness, walking in love, the agape, and giving him praise, being committed, being loyal to him. Thank God again for the mighty work of the God throughout the night, last night, for the breaking of bread on the second Sunday of the month. How the Lord bless these prayer warriors to work a work for the kingdom of God. You all, glory to God, that may be on. I'll try to remember later. If you hadn't heard, glory, I mean, if you don't know how to go on, glory to God, to the your phone, or either access a tablet or a desktop, glory to God, get to the address to hear that message last night and any other episodes is www.blogtalkradio.com/divine. D as in David, E as in Eagle, V as in Victory, I as in Igloo, N as in Nancy, E as in Eagle, Connection. That's what we need to do, is blogtalkradio.com/divine connection. And then you can be able to access the message from last night and any others prior to. It's going to bless you. Praise the Lord. At this time, praise the Lord. We bless the Lord. Praise God for his, for the word last night, and also for what he's doing right now for this moment and what he's going to do tonight. One of our prayer warriors, because there was a prior important conference that needed to be taken care of last night. Our own mother, McCormick, she didn't get that opportunity to share for those 10 minutes what God placed in her spirit. So the continuation of the breaking of bread, she will share that. I'm not going to tonight. I'll just leave my time for another opportunity. I always have inserts. Praise the Lord. And we will talk about last night another time, but we're going to have prayer tonight, and bless the Lord. We're going to have us young lady share with us what God put in her spirit. After prayer, our scripture reading will come out of Matthew, the 4th chapter. Sorry, I didn't look at it to find out what part of between 1 and 4, what verse it really was, but it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That will be our scripture reading for tonight, and we're going to pray. And after I pray, bless the Lord, we're going to turn it over to Mother McCormick de Evangelist. Let her share her 10 minutes. And when I say hallelujah, she hadn't already started like we did, finished like we did last night. Then from that time on, she will say her last minute of that part of the message if she hadn't did it prior. And then we're going to go right on to prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence tonight, we come with a spirit of thanksgiving, attitude of gratitude, glorifying your name, because you are an awesome God. Without you, Lord, we can do nothing, but through you, we can do all things. We don't want to ever get to a point that we just get nonchalant and then get complacent and just get relaxed where we start doing things as like it's a ritual. But God, help us to always have that attitude of gratitude and glorifying you and keep it a spirit of humility with repentance and a spirit of conviction to always have a desire to fulfill your will, being committed. You say, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Help us to not to be a lip service people, because you say you'll praise me with your lips, but your heart be far from us. And if we do that and don't do it the way you said, then we can't expect, glory to God, to move on our behalf. We want to be able to know that we have access to the throne of grace by coming boldly to him to obtain mercy. And the only way we can do that, we got to be living a life accordingly, because he said, flesh shall not glory in his sight. Hallelujah. in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We don't practice special parade. We may make an error or mistake sometimes, but you said, glory, that's why you put in there 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us to run to the rock that's higher than us. And that rock is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, because in him we live, move, and have our beings. What a mighty God we serve. Help us, glory to God, like never before, to know no matter what goes on, you know everything. You are omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. God, you know all that happens in this world, every hair on our head, and even that that's fallen out, and what year it was. God, help us, glory, to keep our eyes fixed on you, to look to the hills with coming to our help, realize that our help coming from you. Help us to recognize, glory to God, that we do need to seek your face, and we do need to hear what the word of God is saying. As you said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else to be added. Help us to be faithful to you, because great is thy faithfulness. Ah, God, help us to pray one for another, bear one another burdens, strong bear the firmness of weak, but never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. God, I thank you for all the provisions that you make for us, that you are our El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Salom, our God of peace. You are, glory God, our peace and our peacemaker. And God, you said you give us that perfect peace when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. And it has to be on thee, glory to God, and trusting you to know that you will bring us through, bring us out, and cause us to be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious. God, we are praying right now, too, as we stand in the gap for many that are going through in their bodies, going through in their minds, with the attack of the enemy. We plead the blood of Jesus for every tormenting spirit. Plead the blood of Jesus for sickness and disease, cancer, blood diseases, things that are going, skin diseases, things that are going on with the heart and strokes and things that are happening, glory to God, in the digestive system, the kidneys, oh, God, and glory to God, the spleen, oh, God, we come against arthritis, bursitis, we come against thyroid problems, oh, God, things that are growth and things that are coming up, glory to God, causing people to lose their vision or their hearing. We rebuke and bind and loosen from his assignment. We cancel the assignment of the enemy that bring torment, that cause people to be mentally challenged and about to lose their minds. We come against suicidal demons. We bind you up, Satan, and command you to loose your hold. Oh, every foul and unclean spirit that comes throughout to deceive and lie. Other ones, glory to God, that are speaking things that are causing people's lives, hallelujah, to be disrupted, whether it's through their marriage, the ministry, or even children and parents against children and children against parents. Sometimes because things have been said, things that have been done, we come against the evil forces of Satan in the name of Jesus, always plotting and planning and scheming. Oh, we bind that spirit that comes to tear up marriages right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we know that you glory to God, ordained marriages from the very beginning, even with Adam and Eve. So we know, glory to God, it's the devil that comes to destroy. But we are believing and binding the hand of the enemy. We are praying for more to have more communication. But most of all, to have a relationship with you going to make all the difference, putting you center in the middle of their marriages and their relationships. To hear you and to reason together and to be able to hear one another and to talk to one another, to be able to encourage one another, build each other up and not tear each other down. And glory to God, we are praying in the name of Jesus. Even for those that don't know you in the pardon of sins, we are praying for mercy and grace and for you to step in and move and help them to be able to recognize how they need to treat one another. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying for parents and children. Oh, the enemy is trying to destroy that. God, they're against one another. All the evil stuff that's coming up in families and things that are being done. Glory to God, to hurt and harm others and even sometimes life, glory to God, threats and even sometimes death in the midst. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind the works of the enemy up in the name of Jesus. God, we are speaking for healing and deliverance. God, we are praying for those right now that are all suffering in their bodies and tied up, glory to God, with so much pain and so much Oh, glory, frustration, the enemy making them angry. Some want to check out because the pain be so excruciating that they seem like, glory to God, if there's no way out, I'd rather just go ahead and suicide. Oh, God, oh, in the name of Jesus, we plead that, brother, some so depressed, glory to God, they can't even think to even how to even call on the Lord anymore because the pain is so bad. But devil, you are lying to brother Jesus. We know God can give relief and also bring deliverance and restoration. So we are praying, God, for deliverance. We're praying for healing. We're praying for those that are going through with heart trouble. And that heart trouble don't always have to be the physical. Some, glory to God, can turn physical when they're so depressed and heartbroken about relationships or broken, glory to God, things that have happened to them or things that they've lost or things that are growing out through all these storms and wars and all the murdering and the killing and all the stuff that get in their eye gates, their ear gates. Lord, we're praying for deliverance. Oh, deliver that mind. Oh, heal that heart. You said you came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. So we're believing for it to be so. We're praying for the believers for an awakening up of the sleeping giant, that he will wake up and realize the times that we're in, that we know, glory to God, that we're here, glory to God, to do a work for the kingdom of God, not for pleasure and pleasing flesh on parade. God, yes, you said, seek first the kingdom. We got to find out what is the Spirit of the Lord saying? What do he want us to do? How he want us to walk? God, we're praying that we got to love one another, not devour one another, not all this busybody and discord. Oh, God, we're praying against showing favoritism. Oh, we plead in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, you are no respected person. God, help us to walk as Christ has walked. And we got to learn that through his word. And we got to be in a place to be willing to be transformed into the image of Christ, denying this flesh and allow the Spirit of the Lord, the word, to come in to change and rearrange and glory to God and deliver us. God, help us like never before to recognize, glory to God, some people walk around unlovable. There might have been a time we were in this, blinded by the prince of this world, and we were unlovable. But God, you had a way, glory to God, putting somebody in our pathway, sending your word, bringing deliverance, whatever way you did it. God, help us to learn how, glory to God, to have compassion and empathy and sympathy for others, not to condone what they do, not to be partaker of it, but God, have a love that we can be able to reach and be great fishermen for the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, there's so many hurting people right now, and hurting people hurt other people. Oh, God, we are praying a way out and a way of escape and deliverance, because you say even every temptation you'll leave a way of it. No matter how narrow it is, it's not that you're a liar. You said it is so. Glory to God. We may not recognize it all the time because sometimes we're so caught up in the moment, caught up in the situation or circumstance, or either that desire, glory to God, start overwhelming, glory to God, what God has already said concerning this way. Because even James said in 1:12, he said, we're pulled away from our own entice, our own sin, our own lust. God, we're asking, Lord God, for the flesh to die the more so that way we won't be so tempted and won't be so easy to yield. The more and more we fall in love with you and get that word on the inside of it, walk in obedience to you and submission to you, the enemy can't easily come in and sway and manipulate. In the name of Jesus, we have the power through the Holy Spirit and the anointing, glory, to bind and loosen, not allow ourselves to be carried over there. But we got to make sure we don't act like we're on an island and we're aliens. We got to remember, glory to God, loving one another. And a multitude of, there's safety in the multitude of counsel, the counsel of glory, we got to make sure that we stay around anointed people and men and women of God that are walking in truth, walking in obedience, walking in the anointing, letting the Holy Spirit have his way. Oh, it's going to be so much to pray for all the time, but God, help us, God, to not get tired and not to get nonchalant, not let it become just a ritual. But glory, I pray with fervency. Effective fervent prayers of the righteous does avail much. You say, call upon you and you'll answer. And then, Jeremiah 29:11, let us know that you, glory to God, have a plan for us, declares the Lord. That plan is for good and not for evil, to give us that expected and to bless us, to prosper us in the name of Jesus. So God, help us to give us a future. Without you, we can do nothing, but through you, we can do all things. I'm believing God through all the prayers and the prayers that we've been hearing of the outcome of the results of the mighty miracles and the great things you are doing, not only this prayer line, in our churches, in our homes, sometimes even having us to speak some things and then hearing around the globe with other people, glory, standing on the word and speaking. God, you still working. No matter how much this enemy blow things up with all this murder and killing and glory, all the evil things that are going on, you are still at work. Help us to keep the faith and stay on that narrow path in the name of Jesus. Stay off Hollywood Boulevard, because we may have that opportunity, glory to God, hallelujah, to do some things, but we might be that same day, it might take us in another direction. We want to make sure, hallelujah, when you come back, you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh, God, I praise you for all that you're doing. I pray strength and courage and encouragement to the body of Christ. I pray for an awakening for those that are standing and being obedient, staying on the wall and lifting up your name and fighting the good fight of faith and being obedient to that you call. We're praying for strength and encouragement, praying for the backsliders or the ones in between two opinions, God, that they'll wake up and recognize the time we're in and what's going on there. Wake up out of their sleeping. Those that are getting to be stopped, getting slumber. Oh, we pray right now an awakening. Oh, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, put some people in that path and help them this time not, glory to God, to trample over God's pearls and dismiss and make excuses. But we're praying those that have an ear to hear will hear and obey what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We're praying for a turnaround. We're praying for more laborers in the vineyard. We're praying, glory to God, for those that are in the vineyard. Ah, that they be strong in the Lord and the power of his might with the whole armor of God on. We thank God, glory to God, and we're teaching us more and more how not to grieve the Holy Spirit, but to stand on this word and obedience, so we can be like that tree planted by the rivers of water and not be moved. We can soar like the eagle. We can be in a place, glory to God, having that heartbeat, glory to God, and that thirst and that hunger like that deer that panted after the water brook, so our heart will pant after you. It won't be just a good preach word and run references, glory to God, and speak the logos and rhema word, glory to God, and have a revelation because of the gifts and the talents. But God, it'll be rich right down in our spirit with a security of knowing without a shadow of a doubt we're standing on God's word, because he said out of the abundance of heart, the heart speaks. Because if we get that thing in our intellect, glory to God, we don't have no power there. We're going to have the power in prayer and obedience to what your word is saying when we stand on it and believe it and have faith and trust you. Hallelujah, glory to God. I bless you tonight. I pray for these prayer warriors. You continue to bless them, use them for your glory. Thank you again for the anointing that flows through them last night and every night and every time they come on. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for all of them in every way, and all our prophets and apostles and every evangelist, our teacher and all the ministers, and even for the ones over out there coming in, glory to God, finding out where God places them in the body. But most of all, every man got, and every woman, every child got a ministry of reconciliation. But we some have, glory to God, the fivefold ministry in addition. But we are asking you, Lord God, to help us not to get ahead of ourselves, but glory to God, to make sure that we seek your face, glory to God, and not to be a perpetrator of the fraud. And glory to God, wait on you and wait on, glory to God, that calling. Seek out your face, but still be about, glory to God, being obedient to that, whatever you assigned to our hand to do. We are thanking you so much for your loving kindness and your mercy. In the name of Jesus, those right there needing food right now, needing clothing, needing shelter, we ask you, Lord, the provisions to be made. And anything that we can do, glory to God, in the midst of it all, we are praying for even those little babies and different ones through Jude and other places, glory to God, and hospitals that are really helping them through this cancer and all this other, how the enemy to attack these bodies, even in the womb, before they get out. We curse and cancel that assignment of the devil. He's a liar in the blood of Jesus. We're speaking, glory to God, even when they come through. We don't know what you're going to do, but we know you still can heal and you still can deliver. Oh, God is still doing it as well. Thank you even for those services and other things. And thanks for the power of prayer on top of that, that's even making a difference. We're thanking you for people's hearts that are concerned about people that are hurting and going through, and even for the mental challenges, even for that help, even for those that own drugs and alcohol and illicit sex. And some people can have an addiction even for sex and all kind of other things. Oh, we plead the brothers you've about it, the sickness and diseases that will cause their minds to be caught up, glory to God, and things that they ought to not be, in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for deliverance. We are praying for more doors open and more, glory to God, ways for people's ears to be open and eyes open and heart open, glory to God, to your word. They can hear the truth. Praying for our youth and praying, glory to God, against the Pied Piper spirit, the Herod and the Pharaoh spirit that got their mind twisted and turned up, glory to God, for all these voices and so caught up in the world and drugs and alcohol and murder and glory to God and suicide and genocide and everything, glory to God, and homicide, along with, glory to God, homosexual acts and whatever, glory to God, and things that they're just being, some the enemy just got just being evil just for the moment to look at them, look at somebody wrong. The blood of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We bind the spirit of confusion and chaos, and even that spirit that will come in against their parents through rebellion and disobedience, and even that, even being lawless and all glory that rebelling against even those, glory to God, that are in authority. We cancel that assignment of every trick and snare of the enemy. And even when the enemy try to make you feel good about whatever, the devil will make you feel good and go to hell. The devil is a liar. Oh, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus from the dangers they put themselves in. Oh, God, I'm praying for change. I'm praying for deliverance. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Come against that brainwashing spirit of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, so we pray that it'll be loose from it, that they can be able to hear the spirit of truth, so they can be able to get saved, delivered, and set free. And even for some that are saved and trying to live all they know how and live right, God, I pray for we as believers to undergird them and comfort and encourage them. I'm praying, glory to God, they'll be around friends and people that are going in the same like manner, glory out on this paper, path called straight. But God, in the midst of it all, help us to live a life before them so we don't have excuses to turn back around for the enemy to use to pull them out, all the things that we said that are not pleasing, that will glory to God or enter their spirit. We're praying, God, that you continue to bless them, strengthen them, encourage them. And other ones that not, God, we're praying that the light will come on and they're opening. And even when you put us in their pathway or word being spoken or put somebody in their path or wherever they might hear the word, that their heart will be open to receive. God, we bless you today. And as we release these things back into your hands, and glory, I give you praise, give you glory, and celebrate what you're already doing. We thank you for covering all our families and our loved ones and our church family under the blood in the name of Jesus, and our prophets, and glory to God, and apostles, those that are teachers and ministers, and all those that are living all they know how, glory to God, to get that word out, to stand and to be a light. And even for our lay people, glory to God, are being witnesses on their job, in their homes, in the neighborhood, or however, those that are in the street, in the marketplaces, and all glory to God, trying to get that word out. Even for trying to talk and reach the ladies of the night, or glory to God, the drug lords, and they're out on the street trying to tell God, protect them, shield them, cover the blood. Also the missionaries all around the globe. Oh, we're praying for Ukraine. We're praying, glory to God, for Israel. We are praying against this confusion, the chaos, and the murdering demon that's in the midst, glory to God, saying war, but man's controlled, and even that foul spirit, glory to God, over Russia, glory to God, and just people who tug of war, just want people to be slaves and be manipulating their lives and control for power and land. Ah, God, we know, glory to God, you see all these things, but you told us to pray and pray without ceasing. We got to pray and believe, God, change is coming, deliverance is coming, salvation is coming, healing is coming. And comfort and encourage those that are going through right now, wherever the situation is. God help and hurt and bless them. And even this United States, and return back to In God We Trust. Lord, I pray right now for change. Pray for our president, vice president. We're praying even for this time, even when it's time, glory to God, for the changing of the guard. We're going to pray and believe God, but also for to do our part in our voting. God, we got to believe you like never before for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to be the light of this world and not on a part-time basis. We love you today. And take the mask off and stop masquerading and pretending. We got to get real about this thing, all this work law, and also our Savior, our King. Glory to God, in Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, I pray now also for my sister that's getting ready to come on and share this word with us, that God, you bless her, encourage her, and strengthen her, that she may be able to have this time to give God glory, praise, and honor for what God has placed in her spirit. And soon as she does, we're going to continue, glory to God, in prayer in the name of Jesus. Glory to God with glory to God, amen, with her after she finished the word. Glory to God, we'll have Mother Willette and then Mother Alexander, Pastor Sims, in that order. Then we, and I'm not sure, is that Elder Elder Johnny May, praise God. I'm not sure of them, but in that order, bless the Lord, we'll get back with you all. But in the meantime, we're going to open the line for none other than our sister, praise the Lord. And she is starting at, just in case, that 7, saying 7:28. But I'll give it just in case a clip over and say 7:29, and then that way we can start her 10 minutes from the 7:29. In the name of, 10 minutes. At this time, receive none other than Mother Evangelist Magdalene McCormick. Praise the Lord at this time. Bless the Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God. Just thank God for being so good to us. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord God, to look on us tonight. As we bring the word forth on tonight, God, I ask you to move self out of the way, God. You have the right of way in my life, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray that someone will have an ear to hear what the Spirit says tonight, Lord. And, God, I just want to thank you, God. I ask you to forgive me for every sin and fault that I might have said or done in Jesus' name. And, God, I ask you to look on Pastor Hull. Thank God for her, too, and all the prayer warriors on the line tonight. Okay, I'm going to get forth with the word. My topic was light in darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. And then I thought about bright light in a dark world, a subtopic. Also thought about, like, when I was seeing John, reading John 8 and 12. It said, I am the light of the world. That's what Jesus said. I am the light of the world. Whoever follow me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So I thought about that. I said that he is the light of the world. And we are the ones, if we are born again, we are children of the light of the world. And if we are children of the light of the world, then whatever, like his word said, whoever follow me will never walk in darkness. And then it said Jesus let us know that if we follow his light, which is also, when I thought about that, also to say his continue in his word, we would never walk in darkness again, because we would know what the word says, and we won't have that desire or want to walk in darkness, because we know that we used to walk in darkness before we got born again. So then now that Jesus has come into our life, that we don't want to be able, we don't want to walk in darkness anymore. We don't want that desire anymore to walk in that. And so it said because he will shine the spotlight on our sin condition, and he will shine that spotlight on us. He will let us know that we've been sin, so we can be poured out of to see ourselves in the light. So we need to be poured out of some of the sin's ways and some of the ways that we act. And it's in the light of holiness. He wants us to be a holy people. That's what he wants us to be holy. He wants us to be righteous. And Jesus' purpose is to show us. His purpose is to show us how much God loves us. He do. God loves us. God loves Jesus letting us know that God loves us with an everlasting love. And to save us by our supreme self-sacrificial. When Jesus went on the cross, he showed that love for us. He showed that he loved us. And it says, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. And if we continue in his word, we are truly his disciples. And the verse said, continue, and you will know the truth. And if you get in that word and start to study that word, you begin to see yourself. You begin to see some of the things that the way you used to be. And he said, you continue his word, know the truth. The truth will make you free. That truth with that word of God will make you free. He'll make you free. He'll make you don't want to do it. Not saying that you might not fall back sometime, but we have him. We have that word to go back to. We know that light is already in us because we are born again. We already got the light in us. And as we continue in the light of the word of God, we cannot see our future. We can't see our future directed or destined, but Jesus can. We want things to be done in our lives. We want things to happen. And what we have to do is just keep trusting it and keep reading that word and keep studying that word, and God will bring us out. He will bring us through these situations that we're going through. Like the lighthouse guiding the ship, Jesus directed us towards God's light. He directed us. He said the light of Christ guide us through the darkness, that light of you know, if you're in darkness, you walk in a dark, a room, you walk in a room and then you cut that light on, that darkness going to flee. It said darkness of sin, life of struggle. There's a lot of struggle, people struggling out here in the world, both spiritual and liberty. So when you find out that Jesus is the light of the world and true believers, we no longer want to walk in darkness. If you're a true believer, you won't want to continue to walk in darkness and sin and in sin. John 1:19, read, and then y'all can read that if you want to. In Matthew 5:14-16, Jesus compared his followers to light. He compared his followers to light, saying, "We are the light of the world." He is letting us know, you are the light of the world, unable to be hidden. We are the people that have that light in us. We are people that unable to be hidden. It's just like a light on a light post in the natural. And you got to look at outside, there's a light on the light post. You see all these bugs around the light. And if the light is dark, you don't see nothing around that light. There ain't nothing around the light. And so no one put a lamp under a bowl, because a lamp is designed to help people see in the dark place. That's what the lamp for. Christ's word and action show the true nature of the world around him. Jesus is talking to his people. Fear will give you a picture. When you begin to feel about something, you begin to see a picture of it. But the word of God says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so when I thought about all that situation, I thought about that, and I thought about how in the natural, when you think you seeing and you're not seeing, when you in the natural you think you were seeing real good. And I thought about whenever I had my surgery with my eyes, all this time I thought I was seeing. But after I got my eyes done, I see in the natural, I could see better. After I had the surgery done, I could see some things better than what I used to. And the same thing when I got born again. I thought I was seeing in the spiritual realm. But when I got born again and my eyes came open with some of the scales come off my eyes, I seen things different. What I used to do things, what I used to want to do this and that. I see that I begin to grow in grace, that I begin to put down that stuff. I don't want to do some of that stuff like I used to. So it takes that light in you, that light of the world, when Jesus gives us that light. He gave us the light that we could be able to go forward. Let's see, did I read it? Oh, there was something else. Okay, God has brought us out of darkness and to the light. We can give him the glory. We can just give him the praise like never before, because he already brought us out of darkness for all the things that he has done for us. He has done so many great things for us in our life. And when you say, seek my face, that's Psalms 27:8. When you say, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. David knew the Lord wanted him to seek his face. This is a good desire for all people. He wants us all to seek his face. He don't want us to walk around here and just doing evil things and doing things that's not pleasing in his sight. And he wants us to be real Christian of God. He wants us not to be a complainer. He don't want us to be grumbling. He don't want us to be fault finding. He wants us to have the real love for one another. Darkness is an absence of light as salt. You are to prevent corruption in the world, but the world by being in the world, but not of the world. Not only are we salt of the earth, Jesus said we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Being salt means to keep something bad from happening. That's just like, you know, in the natural where people used to have meat. they have some kind of meat, and, you know, they would put the salt on it so the salt wouldn't mess, keep the meat from being messed up. But this is in the natural. This is in the natural, meaning to keep something bad from happening for the corrupt of the world, while being light, meaning to cause something good to happen. And then we're in the light. We're calling something good to happen in our life. And so I just thank God. I mean, that's about all I got. I had one to say some more, but that's about all I got on tonight. But I just thank God to know that we can walk in the light, because Jesus has given us that light, that we can be able to stand in these last and evil days and to keep our light shining. He said, let your light so shine that men can see that you glorify the Father, which is in heaven. So I just thank God. You know, it says, also, it says, did I read them? Yeah, I think I read it out. Yeah, but then he said, let your light so shine that you can glorify the Father. He said, do all things without grumbling and false finding and complaining against God and questioning and doubting among yourself, that you may show yourself to be blameless, God, and innocent and uncontent, children of God, without blameless, faultless, unbuilt in the midst of a crooked and wicked generation, spiritual combat, among whom you are seeing a bright light, stars are becoming shining out clear in the dark world. And that's how, in the natural, how the stars come out in the dark world.
Beautiful. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank God for a powerful word again tonight. Nobody but Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We ask the Lord to continue to bless the woman of God. Thank God for that in the name of Jesus. And now we're going to get ready to open the lines. Glory to God for our sisters for to pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day's journey. Thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies toward us. Thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, just looking upon us, Lord God, gazing upon us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and having a love and, Lord God, just wanting to be there and just commune with us, Lord God, and allow us to be worthy to commune with you in Christ Jesus. Thank you for your word that teaches where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are in our midst. So I thank you for your presence on this line tonight. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you are the great I am that I am. Hallelujah. Yes, you are the light. Hallelujah, in our life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We give you praise this evening, Heavenly Father, because you have been so good. You allowed us to see another day. So I bless you and I thank you and I praise you. Just a word of encouragement with the word of God from Isaiah 43, verse 1 through 4, that says, but now thus saith the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Hallelujah. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Glory be to God. Nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place, since you were precious in my sight. You have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Thank you, Father God, that we don't have to fear. We don't have to be dismayed, because you are our God and you are for us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I praise you this evening. The scripture teaches to enter your gates with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And your courts with praise. Praise. Let glorious praise send up unto you, Heavenly Father. I ask you, Lord God, to search my heart. And, Lord God, if I've sinned and fallen short of your glory, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Ask you, Lord God, if there's thoughts that come across and I didn't rebuke them right away, if they were not of you, I ask you to forgive me for that in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that there's nothing, unforgiveness, Lord God, hiding in my heart. I don't want anything to get in the way of your hearing and answering the prayers, because so many standing in need of help on tonight. But I thank you, Father God, for relationship with you. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're just who you say you are, and you do what you say. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We can fret not thyself because of evildoers. The scripture teach, because they'll soon be cut down. We don't have to try to get vengeance. You're the God that get vengeance on our behalf. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We pray, O Lord God, that you nullify, dismantle, and cancel all of the works of the enemy in Christ Jesus' name. Yes, a lot is going on, but you're still on the throne. Hallelujah, and you're superseding anything that's going on in the earth. We thank you, hallelujah, for the Lord Jesus Christ that sit at the right hand of God, even making intercession for us right now. Thank you, dear God in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that you're greater than anything on earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, and I thank you for the power of your word. You said in your word, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Now, we know 1 John 5th chapter teach, when we pray, we know that you hear us, and if we know that you hear us, then we have the petitions. We're making requests and petitions to you tonight with thanksgiving, Lord God, and we're praying by faith, hallelujah, because the prayer of faith shall save many, Lord God, that may be sick. So we pray by faith, and Lord God, our faith says, hallelujah, it's a done deal, because you said, Acts in Matthew 7:7, Acts, and you shall receive, or it will be given you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that whatsoever we ask, hallelujah, Father God, in Jesus' name, you will give it to us, that our joy be full. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the power of your word. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for these brothers and sisters, Lord God, that gather together to meet with you. And Father God, if you're not going to be here with us, it's a waste of my time to be here. Hello, somebody. But I thank you, Lord God, you don't let us waste our time. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're always present, because you're waiting. With just like the good father who had the prodigal son that left, he was waiting with open arms to receive that prodigal back to himself. And I thank you, Lord God, you're always gazing upon us, Lord God, to show us favor, hallelujah, to meet our needs, and just to commune with us. Glory be to God, hallelujah. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Glory be to God. I praise you this evening. I give you glory, because you're worthy all by yourself. You kept our children alive, hallelujah. You kept all hurt, harm, and danger away from them. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Yes, there may be many afflictions, but you, dear God, has already, hey, God, hallelujah, Lord God, have already delivered us. Hallelujah, by faith says it's already done in Jesus' name, hallelujah. So I give you praise on this evening. I give you glory. I give you praise and honor. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I pray special prayer, Lord God, hallelujah, this evening, for those, Lord God, that may be hurting, those that may be in pain, Lord God. Special prayer for those. I've heard so much about those that with heart conditions, Father. So I pray a special prayer, hallelujah, a special supernatural miracle working healing power, Lord God, for those who have some type of heart problem. We pray for healing for them. We pray for those, Lord God, who may have blood clots. I pray, even as we pray the prayer of faith, that the blood clots are being dissolved even now. I pray for those that may be suffering with some type of kidney stone or gallstone, we pray that, God, that kidney stone or gallstone dissipate in Christ Jesus' name. In other words, let it get out in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. I pray for those, Lord God, who have mind trouble this evening, maybe bipolar, schizophrenic, Lord God, dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever mind disorder. We pray, God, hallelujah, that the sword of the Spirit will go and deliver that person from that mind disorder in Jesus' name. I pray that people will realize it's time to make good choices. Yes, there's always consequences for our actions. If you do good, you get good results. If you do evil, you're going to get negative results. So make good choices in Jesus' name. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I pray for that person, Lord God, that have been lied to and made to feel that they're in a state of depression or oppression or suppression. We pray for a divine deliverance for them. Those who may have had surgeries, we pray for a speedy healing, Lord God. Blood pressures to regulate properly. Sugar diabetes, the blood of Jesus, and we command divine deliverance. Yes, acts, and it will be given you. And that's what we're doing, Father, according to your word. So many may have situations going on. Thank you for giving that person that new kidney in Christ Jesus. And hallelujah, Lord God, blessing them, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We pray, oh Lord God, for those that are yet lost, and somebody lost and don't even know it. But if you sit and look and consider how you treat someone else, that'll let you know your relationship with the Lord. If you say you love God, whom you have not seen, and then you look at your brother or your sister and you despise their guts, there's something wrong with that picture. And you are a liar and the truth is not in you. We pray, God, that you wake up those people that are headed down the wrong path and they think that they're headed to heaven. Jesus, deliver us, Lord God, from this wicked way of thinking, Lord God, because we can't say we love you and then despise the people that we sit next to in church or the people that may be a part of our own families, may not live in the same house, but still part of their own family. We got to learn to love and accept we receive Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. It's really impossible to know what the genuine agape love is. God, help us all. Father, we pray against all this wickedness in the land. We pray for our leaders, Lord God. They need help. They need wise. We all need good wise. We need your Holy Ghost. Father God, let your Holy Spirit order our steps, govern our lives. Help us to be obedient to what your word says in Jesus' name. It's good like a medicine, glory be to God, without all of these effects that medicine sometimes causes. Help us, Father God, to show kindness one toward the other. We pray, oh Lord God, for people all over the world. We pray for our families. Thank you, Lord God, for my granddaughter, oldest granddaughter that's going to graduate this year. She's won a second place in an art contest, and it'll be displayed downtown. God, I thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, favor in her life. I pray, Lord God, for favor in all of our children, praying that they make good choices. The blood of Jesus against that evil one that's trying to influence them and to going down the wrong path. We say, not so, devil. Loose them in the name of Jesus. If you're trying to slip some nothing in their ears, and Lord God, we pray that they choose what's good in Jesus' name. We pray for the parents, Lord God. We pray for those in positions of authority, our military. Lord God, those in the government official offices, in the name of Jesus, the president, vice president. Lord God, people in leadership position all over the world. They need help, except, Lord God, hallelujah, and I pray that they'll not reject you. And I pray for those people who they may be not saying yes to Jesus, but if you don't say yes to Jesus, you really rejected him, and that's a bad place to be. Help us to realize it's time to get on the right side of the road in the name of Jesus. God, we love you on this evening. We bless you on this evening. We praise you. I pray for my brother, Black. I pray for Minister BJ and her entire family. Lord, I thank you for these women and men of God in Jesus' name. I thank you for the power of your word. Bless your people, Lord God. Meet those needs. I pray that you break the yoke of bondage of these addictions and strongholds. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, break that yoke of the devil off of people's lives so that they can choose what's right. Help people to learn to realize that it's time. If there's some help available, get help. Get help. Seek, Lord God, help, Lord God, if you need help. But don't just keep going down that path and wind up here living in hell on earth and then wind up going to hell. You don't want to go there. That's not a place where you want to go. Father, I thank you so much. I bless you so much. I thank you right now. I bless you. I praise you. I pray for every person that's represented on this line. Thank you for those that will trust you. And God, I thank you for every miracle that you're performing, even as we pray the prayers of faith on tonight. Let your divine will be done. Hallelujah. Those prayers that have already ascended up, we pray for a speedy manifestation of answers in Christ Jesus' name. I honor you tonight, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you're still the God where the songwriter says, all of my life you have been faithful. I love you, Father. I bless you, Father. I praise you. I honor you, and I worship you. I pray the prayer of faith in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Heavenly Father. Lord God, without you, we all be lost. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Lord. As I read this, Psalms 34, two verses up, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. For Lord God, there is no other God that worthy but you, Lord God, because you created us all, Heavenly Father, and you gave us authority here on earth, Lord God. So no matter what goes on, Heavenly Father, you gave us the authority to bind and loose. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord. Thank you for taking care of our grands and great-grands, Heavenly Father, because you're the only one keep them, Lord God. You're the God that hear every cry, and nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father, and you know all things. Your word tell us, come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord God. We know you are the throne of grace, and your promises never fail us, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for putting shelter over our heads, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening doors for us when men close doors. But when you open the doors, they is open. No matter what goes on in our life, Lord God, we're standing on your promises. We claiming victory for our home, our children, our grand, our sisters and brothers, those we know, those we don't know. We're standing in the gap for them, Lord God, because, Lord, your word tells us pray for one another. So, Lord, we know that if your word said it, we have all the authority to stand on it. Help us to walk in that authority, Heavenly Father. Help us to know who we really are in Christ Jesus. And let nothing turn us around, because you're a God that sees all things. We can't hide anything from you, Heavenly Father. No matter what goes on in our life, depend on the living God. Speak his word, stand on his word, and let nothing move you off the word of God. I believe in my heart that when God said, it's finished, it's finished. No matter what they bring against us, we still standing, Lord. Standing on your promises, Heavenly Father, and claiming victory in every area, Lord God. We bind up these false spirits that come against the body of Christ. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. It has no authority over the man of God and the woman of God. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Lord, for giving us power and authority here on earth, that we can speak boldly and proclaim the victory is already ours in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping my fatherless son safe from all danger. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping my grandchildren and my great-grand safe from all danger, because I know you're a protector, Lord God, and I know you as a deliverer. It doesn't matter what goes on in this world. Stand on the promises of God, because your promises never fail us. And one thing we know, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, thank you for each one of my brothers and sisters on the line tonight. Thank you for keeping them, Lord God. Thank you for giving them favor every year, Lord God. Because your promises tell us, Lord, ask. And believe when we ask, you receive it, Lord God. Lord, we pray for the head of the prayer line that you continue to keep our strong, living the Father. Bless our going out and bless our coming in. Lord God, nothing is hidden from you. You know it all, Lord God. As we all pray and ask you, Heavenly Father, to keep us as one in this prayer line. Lord God, I bring my sister Weaver before you. You know all about it with our son and that accident and the motorcycle this evening that take his life, Lord. Lord, I ask you to strengthen my sister Weaver, Lord. You know she's a good sister, Lord God. Continue to keep her edge around our Lord. Give her the strength to know that she can stand only in the name of Jesus and keep her edge around our through this storm. Because, Lord, you know everything that each and every one of feel. Nothing they surprise you. And you know what feeling, you know what hurt, you know what tears. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, to keep her edge around my sister Weaver, Lord God. Strengthen her through this situation, Lord God. Because you're a God that hear all things. These things I ask of you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Give all glory and honor to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you, Father, for this opportunity as we recognize the head of this prayer line and everybody that's on here tonight, Lord, that they be lifted up some way in the word. Something that's said here tonight will be a blessing to them, Father, as we know you are in the blessing business. And I was asked to give my testimony tonight. And one time I didn't like to give testimonies. I like to give honor to God, but the people thought you was bragging, so I kind of would shy away from it. But it's nothing here that I've done for myself. Everything I'll tell you tonight is what God did. And I do believe you can brag on him. It's all right to brag on him and say what he has done for you. And don't let nobody tell you nothing different, because in order for you to have a testimony, you will have had to have a test. And so I come tonight, I wanted to tell you, I think the first one I'll tell you about, I have three or four of them, and I'll try not to make it too long, but the first thing I wanted, a bathroom, a half bath in my prayer room. We had a closet built back in 2000, first 2000, and it suited the cold to have a bathroom put in there, just not a tub, just a half bath, a sink, and a commode. And for the last 20 years, I've been asking plumbers and talking to this plumber. This one built his house, and he put a bathroom in this one. And everybody said, well, it can't be done. It doesn't meet code. And then you got to go all the way across the house to connect with the other bathroom. Could I have done without a half bath? Certainly I could have. It's been 20 years, and I could have done without it. But it was the desire of my heart to have that second bath, and I claimed it in the spirit. I don't go around naming, claiming things. I think that you should leave to God. He knows what he wants you to have and when he wants you to have it. And I just give him honor and glory that a friend of mine had some work done on her house, and the man did an excellent job and gave her a good price. And I asked him, he bought him over, and I asked him, could he do it? He said, yes, no problem. And he is a contractor, a builder, a construction fella, and he lived in New York, and they know a lot of different things. He had every kind of tool you can imagine. And he couldn't let it out. The men that I talked to, the other plumbers, said they could let it out 3 feet. Well, 3 feet was not enough. And he came in and he extended the bathroom 5 feet. Right now, it's back there. It's got some painting and stuff we need to do on it, but it's working. And I give God the honor and the glory, because to me, it was just a supernatural blessing. After all the times, you know, sometimes we hear all these things, but a delay does not mean a denial. And sometimes you just have to see it in the spiritual realm and set your mind to it that I believe God is going to do this for me. And he said he would give us the desires of our heart. And another verse, he said, no good thing would he withhold from them that walk upright before him. And he has another scripture in there that says, whatever you put your hands to shall prosper. And I call that the favor of God. Help us, Father, to listen and to hold on what you tell us and not be so quick to give up and just chunk it to the wind, because God has his own time set. Yes, he does. And here, 3 weeks ago, the same week, one of my brothers, my middle brother, was in critical care, and my niece was in intensive care. My niece is the daughter of my oldest sister who passed in 2019. And somehow or another, I don't know if I can explain it to you like I want to, like I feel it, but I feel a little bit responsible to do some of the things that maybe her mother would have done if she was here. Me and my other sisters, I think, feel the same way. Well, Tracy went in the hospital to have brain surgery. And I want to tell you, when she got in the hospital for the brain surgery, when they went into her brain through her nose, they discovered that the lining in her nose was too thin, and they had to do another operation on her stomach while still taking care of the brain thing. They went into her stomach and got tissue to build up the lining inside of her nose, which they packed and put a tube in there. But they made an incision in the stomach. It was about inches. And they took the fat out of that and repaired her nose. And I never heard of such a thing. Anybody with some medical knowledge may have heard, or it may have happened to somebody in your family. But they ran a tube from her nose down her back to drain the sinus cavities and let the drainage go down that way through a tube into her back and out of her body. And Tracy was in the hospital for, I think it was 4 days. She's been out. God blessed her, protected her. She's doing well. She's now driving a little bit. And they said that it would be about 3 months. But she's doing so wonderful, and God just blessed her. Just blessed her. And when he blessed them, he blessed me. Just blessed me over and over again, because I try to look out after them as much as I can without just tearing myself down. I do whatever I can for them. Now, my brother, went in, he was having seizures, and he didn't realize. They told him he forgot, but he was a diabetic, and he said he didn't know it. And his sugar was up to, thank you, that's the way he said, was up to 600. And he had to go on the breathing machine. They just put him into a coma, a light coma, because he couldn't handle all those seizures. He was in the critical care for 7 days. And when they let him out, they dismissed him to Rice Estate over in off of Farrell Road in Columbia. And he couldn't walk. But as of Friday, he is walking. They put him in therapy, and he is walking. And I call this just miracles from God. And he doesn't only do miracles for me. He'll do it for anybody. That if you believe and you have faith and you walk upright before him, that's what the word said, he will help you. And we wanted to let people know that he is a miracle-working God, and he'll do just what he say he will do. But you have your part to play. You can't be down on the fence, and you can't keep jumping back and forth. He might not, might not. That's not God's way. That's not his way. And I just praise him. I joined an exercise class, and I've been going to the exercise class, and today as I was leaving the class, I was walking down the sidewalk, and I was remembering the time that I couldn't hardly get up out of a chair, let alone do no chair exercises or do none of that, because sometimes I'd be so dizzy, I'd have to move as quick as I could to sit in a chair. But God is an awesome God, and he loves us just that much. Never thought it. Never thought it. Just, you know, as the condition, if you look at your condition and not what the word says, you won't win. You'll lose every time. But if you say the word of God says, and you keep pressing forward, and you keep believing, and you cast down all the fears and every imagination that presents itself against God. And that's what the enemy tries to do, as we talked last night. He wants you to fail. He wants you to believe what the enemy is saying rather than what God is saying. And the battlefield is in the mind. If he gets your mind mixed up and take your thoughts and things the other way, then you will lose. Now, I got some more to tell you, but I think I'll let this be enough, because I know somebody else may want to have something to say. But God is an awesome God, and he loves you unconditionally. Anything that you think you've done that make him, you can't make him love you more, and you can't make him love you less. So my message to you tonight is to trust in God. Hold on to your faith. Believe what his word says. And hang on in there no matter what. Like Mother Alexander always tell us, just hold on. Believe what the word says. And you'll see, you'll have some testimony that
praise
you can
God.
Tell. And people don't believe it. They don't believe it. But
thank
you
too.
Can show them by the word of God. It's in the Bible. Praise God. Thank you so much. Bless each and every one of you as we travel on this road to glory.
Praise God. I want to celebrate some more of the testimony of what the power of the Lord is. Then we're going to have Mother, Elder pray, and then Pastor Bird pray, and then we'll take prayer requests. But just even glorifying the Lord for the miracles that God's already done in this woman of God's life too as well. So I just want you to praise God. Let's thank God tonight and give him praise and honor, because can't nobody do us like Jesus. So just to celebrate Jesus, just to glorify his name and say thanksgiving to him. Hallelujah. Just join us in a praise unto the Lord for all his great and mighty works. Because if it had not been for the Lord. And thank God for all the prayer warriors praying with her when she made those prayer requests. in the name of Jesus.
We realize, hallelujah, on the day of Pentecost,
when they were all together on one accord, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Then they felt your spirit come down from heaven. Lord God, get us on one accord. Help us to get on one accord, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, because we realize what the enemy intended for evil, God will turn it around for the good. So, God, there's some things we're asking you to turn around, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, when we look around and see that the enemy having to appear to some people that he is taking over, he is in control. Yes. God, we know you are in control because the earth is yours and the, everything in it, Lord God, and everybody in it. It all belongs to you, Lord God. So, Father, we stand on your word and we take authority over the enemy that's trying to persuade people to come on his side, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, as we spoke last night, God, we pray that the voices they hear are the voice of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Because you told, you said, we, your people, know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. Oh, Father God, help those that's trying to discern whose voice to follow. Let them follow your voice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, we pray for the people that's trying to deceive others into all manner of sin and evil, homosexuality and thieving and breaking commandments and all manner of evil, Lord God. Have mercy on that man that leads another man astray. Lord, have mercy, Lord God, because you told us, excuse me, in your word, whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. So, Father, help us all to sow good seeds that we'll reap good seeds as well, Lord God. And, oh, Father, we ask you to build each and every one of us, God, and help us to build each other up. Help us to be encouragers one to the other, Lord God. Help us to strengthen our brethren. Hallelujah, Lord God. You told Peter, hallelujah, after he strengthened himself to go back and strengthen his brother. Help us to go back and strengthen our brethren, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Because it could have been us. It could easily be us, Lord God. Oh, God, we need you today, Lord God. And, Lord, we are praying for our world leaders today, Lord God. Oh, God, you see the shape this world is in, Lord God. The leaders feel like it's an eye. They have big eyes and no little U's, Lord God. But, oh, God, they got to realize that God is in control. Father, we are praying for families all over this world, Lord God. Hallelujah. Families that have been broken, Lord God. Families that have loved ones that have strayed away and seem like they don't want to come back. Lord God, bring families back together, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. And, oh, God, we take authority over any and everything that comes to hinder us. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that tries to come to hinder the work of the Lord, we consider it null and void. We count it as dung, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, for all things this day, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, help us to take control over our tongue, over our words, Lord God. Help us to be slow to speak. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to speak words of encouragement even, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help us even to hold fast to our confession. Help us not to say one thing and do the total opposite. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we won't look like we got two heads, Lord God. Help us to stand for righteousness' sake, Lord God. Hallelujah, because you are righteous. You are holy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, because we are the only light some of this world will ever see, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for all things, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God, to stir us more and more to pray, Lord God. Stir us more and more to stay before your face, Lord God. Stir us, Lord God, hallelujah, more and more to get in your word, to study, to show ourselves approved, hallelujah, that we won't be ashamed and that we'll rightly divide the word of truth. Lord God, we just need your help today,
yes,
even more than we did yesterday when we see what Iraq is trying to do even to Israel. So, Lord, we pray for Israel. We thank you, hallelujah, for how the missiles did not do what they thought that they were going to do, do what they were sent out to do, Lord God. But, Father, we pray for peace in Israel, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Peace over that region, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, continue to strengthen Israel, Lord God. Father, we ask you to forgive them where they've been, where they even have done wrong, Lord God. And, God, just have your way with them, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank and praise you for all things this light, God. We thank you, Lord God, for prayer. Hallelujah, Lord. Because we realize prayer makes a difference in our life, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah, that we can, in prayer, we can bring the unseen things of the kingdom on the scene, Lord God. We thank you, God, because when we move, when we pray, you move. And, oh, Father God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for being our Father, hallelujah, who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name, God. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you for all things, Lord God. And, oh, God, we ask you to continue to have your way. Bless this prayer line even the more, Lord God. Strengthen the leader, Lord God. Continue to use her for your glory, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to give her her heart's desire in the name of Jesus. You know what she have need of, God. Give her her needs as well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank and praise you for each and everyone on this prayer line. Continue to use them for your glory and bless them as well, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, you get all the glory, honor, and praise out of all we say, do, and even think. Hallelujah. And, oh, God, help us to continue to think on your goodness, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You told us to think on these things that are lovely, pure, and of a good report, God.
Good report.
So, God, we know everything concerning you is of a good report. Sometimes it may not look like it to us, God, but we realize all the things concerning you are of a good report, and we love you for that, God. We thank you for that, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. And oh,
hello.
God,
oh, help. That's the bird.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
What
Thank
a mighty
you.
God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. He is awesome. He is wonderful. And
yes,
we give him praise tonight. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts tonight, dear God. We come before your throne of grace and mercy. And we thank you for who you are, Father, and all that you've done. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. God, when we listen to the testimonies of the saints, and when they testify of you, dear God, and what you've done, we know that when they do, yokes are being destroyed in the spirit. Yes. And people are being healed just by the word, dear God.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father God, we thank you for those that have come forth who's not ashamed, Father God, to say, this is what God has done for me. So, God, we won't be quiet. We're going to be just like the blind man, God. We're going to cry even the louder, Father God, because there are so many people without hope today, God, and they need to hear a word and know that Jesus is alive and well, and he's working on our behalf.
That's
so,
right.
Father God, we praise you tonight. I'm so full, Father, we praise you tonight, God, for
yes,
who
yes.
you are and what you've done. And I know that we all got testimonies tonight, Father God, and it would just be too much. Hallelujah. We wouldn't have time to do it. But I want to thank you, Father God, for who you are. I want to thank you for my life. I want to thank you for saving me and keeping me and watching over me, restoring me, protecting me and keeping me, Father God. Because we know that the devil comes to kill and destroy. But God, I thank you that you've already destroyed the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that we can continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I thank you, Father God, that you're still working out some stuff in us and for us. And we just want to give you praise tonight. If we had 1,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough, God. But help us just to use the one tongue that we have to give
yes.
you praise. Because you deserve all the praise,
oh,
Father God. You deserve it. So, Father God, we love you tonight. And we thank you for continuously watching over us and protecting us. Because, God, even if they have prayed, so much is going on in the world today. It could have been us. But, God,
yes.
you kept us. It could have been us.
Yes.
But, God, you didn't allow the enemy to come in and in some of those foreign countries, God, where bombs are falling down and people are losing their lives. But we want to thank you, God, because no place in the world is perfect. But we thank you for America, God. We thank you for being in this place right now at this time, Father God, where we have the freedom of spreading the gospel to all of those that will listen, dear God. In the name of Jesus, help us to be a mouthpiece, God, in Jesus' name. We do pray for this government, Father God. We pray for the United States of America. God, it's a lot of stuff wrong, but it's a lot of stuff that's right when we look at everything else around us, Father God. But we know in every situation, you're God. You're still God. You will never leave nor forsake us, and you will never let us get into anything that you can't bring us out.
Hey.
So, Father God, we just love you tonight, and we appreciate you, and we lift your name on high. And we are praying, God, for those in authority, those that you put in leadership, because you say you put them in leadership, and you will take them out. So we are praying, Father God, when this next election comes, you know, it's a lot of talk, and we don't even know who going to be there or whether we got even any good candidates. But God, help us to know that our hope is not in a man. Our hope is not in a party, but our hope is in Jesus Christ. You brought us through this, and you brought us through that, and you're going to bring us through any other thing that comes, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, that's the kind of God we serve. So, Father God, we're praying now that you, Father God, will intervene. Bring up, rise up some godly man or woman, Father God, that will stand in the gap, who will not compromise what they believe, God, for anything. Help us, God, to know that we're in the last days, and we're going to either stand up for God, or we're going to go for anything, Father God, that's coming about. So, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to lead, guide, and direct us in the way you want us to go. Help us to be at mouthpiece, God, like never before. Help us, Father God, in these last days, and especially our men and women, Father God, that you got in these big churches and where they'll reach a lot of people. God, help them not to draw back. Help them not to worry about who's going to stay and who's going to go. Help them, Father God, to get their eyes off of money and put their faith and trust in you. And to tell men and women that they need to live right and they need to be saved. Let them know, Father God, they just can't live any kind of way and expect to go to heaven. Because there are commandments that you put in place. So I pray for these men and women, God, that got these big churches and large congregations. And God, they just won't preach the whole counsel of God. But I'm praying for them. And I'm asking you, God, just to bring conviction to them now in the name of Jesus, that they will come out and preach the word of God in the name of Jesus, so that people in this last days, Father God, won't be lost, won't be just going to church Sunday after Sunday and end up losing their lives, dear God, in Jesus' name. Help us, Father God, because we are one body. Help us, Father God, to stand up like never before. And God, I am praying, even for those men and women, God, that's preaching the truth. I'm praying for a platform for them, dear God, that they'll be able to draw people in these last days like never before. Because, God, if we are aware of the times, we'll know that our time is not long. Look at all these floods and earthquakes and everything that's going on, and we still plan. But, God, we want to praise you tonight. And even all the prayers that have gone forth tonight, I ask in Jesus' name, give them a voice, God, that somebody will hear what they're saying and want to turn and live right. I am praying, Father God, for increase, increase, increase in the kingdom. God, we thank you even for this prayer line. We thank you for the men and women that pray with system, God. We thank you for them, and we thank you for the people that come on that don't say a word. But we are praying, Father God, that they will hear something.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
If they're on the fence, that will turn the other way. And God, maybe something that they can witness to somebody else. So, Father God, every opportunity that we have, we ask, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that you use me. Use us, God. We're willing to go. Use us, Father God, to get the word out and the message out that Jesus is soon to return. Father, we're going every day just doing the same old things, same old things. And God, we don't think about our lives. But God, I thank you that we got to know that when it ends here, when it ends here, and it will end here, God, that we can live eternity with you. So, Father God, we love you tonight. We thank you. We thank you for the word that went on last night. We thank you for the people that heard. We thank you for the people that spoke. And, God, I pray that the word did not fall on deaf ears in the name of Jesus, that we would come together and be your church, that we would come together and be your people, that, God, you have given us power and authority. Satan have come in and look like he's in charge. God, but we know you're in charge, and you will always have your people. You will always have that remnant in place, dear God. So we thank you, God, in these last days that we all come together as one and do the works in Jesus' name, so that many in these last days, God, can be saved. And we are thanking you again, God, for godly people in power and authority, Father God, that will be men and women that you put in place and take out those, Father God, that don't recognize you as God. So, Father God, I praise you and I honor you tonight. I love you because you first loved me. And I thank you, Father God, again for my life. And I thank you, Father God, that every need we have this night is met. And I do pray, Father God, for those who are struggling with different sickness in their bodies, that they will be healed. I am praying tonight, Father God, for every disease got to bow to the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that you strengthen in us, hallelujah, for this end, because we placed our hands on the plow, God, and we won't look back. So, God, I'm asking you to heal, destroy the works of the devil in your people now. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord, glory be unto the Most High God. Thank God for Mother McCormick tonight. Praise God for the power of the word of the light. We'll be in the light. I mean, Jesus, the light of the world, making us the light. And bless God for the request I asked Mother of Pastor Sims, but she didn't get to share that, or along with that, anointed one that Mother Ursa brought out. So that was a special request of that time. Praise the Lord. So in the meantime, all the prayers that went forth, we give God glory and honor and the anointing of what he... Are you saying something, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me, but I forgot to tell one. I think it's a very important, but I forgot to mention it as I was talking. I kind of got caught up. But I want to let you know that the bathroom is paid for. God did it. People were coming. God did it. I didn't have the money, but God worked it out. He worked miracles. People
yes,
coming
he does.
By. I didn't tell people. I didn't say anything that I needed money. I asked God to help me when he's finished to pay for it, and that's what he did, and it was not a little bit of money. Thank you all so
Lord,
much.
Lord, I thank you.
Thank
God. Jesus. Praise yes. God. I pray yes. to thank the Lord for sharing it with me, but thank God now for sharing it with them to know how, because anybody know, we're not talking about renovating the bathroom. We're talking about actually tearing up, uprooting, rearranging and installing. So yes, ma'am, it did not cost us. So to thank God for being able to have money to come in that you didn't have, and actually and have your desire done, but paid for in full too. Now you know that's God. In full. Can't nobody do it like Jesus.
No.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Thank
you.
That encourages us and inspires to hold on to the promises of the Lord and remember what God has been saying about these miracles coming. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the
yes.
wonders he already doing, we celebrate for what he's already mm-hmm. done, but getting us ready for more, to see more being manifested on a larger scale and for us to be in anticipation of a second season yet to encourage us about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. But in the meantime,
yes.
if there be any prayer requests, we'll take those requests now. And definitely keep that prayer, in prayer. When I heard Mother Alexander say, Sister Weaver, son was killed on a motorcycle, and you say, was that today or recently?
It was today.
My God from Zion, Jesus, definitely want to pray for her, mother. I mean, Miss, she's one of the sisters in Christ too.
Yeah, she's one of my sisters at Via Chapel at the church.
My Lord.
She lost her only son today.
Weaver sound familiar, though.
Yeah, you probably know her, Miss. Remember Sister Hayes' oldest daughter at Via Chapel? She passed on already years ago, but you was there when they were there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
She lost him motorcycle. I tell you,
Lord.
God,
I've got
to continue
God,
to keep us strong.
Okay, then.
Sorry to hear that. Oh.
Yes, I was going to go ahead and ask you or Pastor Bird to pray for her, Sister Weaver.
Yeah. I was talking to her about Sister Jeanette, and she was sharing with me how she had had heart trouble, too, and she had had some surgical procedures. But yes, ma'am, I'll be glad to pray for her. I'm so sorry to hear that, Sister Alexander.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, boy. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, with, Lord God, concern on our hearts for Sister Weaver and her family, Lord God. We know that all souls belong to you, but those that you place in our care, Lord God, we love them. And, Lord God, you know Sister Weaver's heart. We know that you're able to do that which no other person can do. You're able to provide the comfort, Lord God, the what she stands in need of in this hour, Lord God, the pain that she has from going to miss her son, Lord God. That's a person that you gave and put in her care. And we thank you, Lord God. We know she set great examples for him, and we know that she taught him about the Lord Jesus. So we pray, Lord God, his soul was right with you before he left this world, and we pray, Sister Weaver, Lord God, will have no regrets, but that you will, Lord God, comfort and heal her wounded heart at this time in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So we ask you for your grace and your mercy upon the Weaver family in Christ Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord God, that just wrap your loving arms around her and just pour out a special, Lord God, anointing of your agape love upon her in such a way that she knows that she's not going through this challenging time in her life alone. So we place her, Lord God, in your care, and we thank you in advance, Lord God, for what you're going to do in her life and her family life. We pray, oh Lord God, that you would be with her and her family and friends and loved ones at this hour of need. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Father God, that you are very present help in every situation. We praise you, we honor you, and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Any other prayer requests? Praise the Lord. Amen. I pray right now, praise the God, for Mother Uther. We pray and thank you, Lord God, for the report of her being able to walk and all the other praise reports that came forth. But God, touch her, cover under the blood, bind up any attacks that would even come against her as she prayed, and even just as she came across my spirit, we just believe it, that you already working some other things behind the scenes for good, and also those that are still in progress of manifestation of healing, the miracle that you already worked, glory to God, in them. We thank God, and we are praying, God, that you continue to bless both of them, and there will be no problems, no infections, no other setbacks, or no other heartache in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Burton's son, Curtis, God, in the name of Jesus, as he's been out the hospital but having memory losses here and there. God, we are praying against any setup or trap, plot, plan, or scheme the enemy had for him being behind the wheel and end up blanking out or either end up having an accident or whatever, and some of the other little things that are happening as his memory going in and out. We are praying most of all that, God, he will give his life to the Lord. I know he's probably about 50, I don't know if he's 57 right now. You're a little bit older than Alicia. So whatever it is, 56, 57, glory to God, it's late in the day. We are praying his heart change, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, that he'll acknowledge God and recognize God and do all these trials and different things, come to a place of healing and deliverance and allow, glory to God, God to come in and minister, and also, God, to even get things right concerning you and Mom and whatever, God. We're praying in the midst of his wife and the situation going on with them, also, God, for salvation for her. You know everything about each one of them, what's going on in their lives, and what's from childhood all the way up to now, what the driving force that the enemy is using, glory to God, to cause them to be in the situation they are in, but especially him, God. We ask you, Lord God, to bless, deliver from rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, that you'll have mercy. And thank God for the mercy that was extended to him to raise him up from all that, glory to God, where the enemy was about to destroy him. Lord, we thank you for mercy and pray for all of our children and loved ones. Glory to God, and pray, God, for each one of these precious prayer warriors in the name of Jesus and the anointing that's upon their lives as well.
in the name of Jesus and cover us all. And as we stand on your word, and our Pastor Bird has already prayed, and so I thank you for touching our bodies for healing too. Pray for this prophet, God, that you continue to strengthen and bless her, keep her, encourage her to continue to seek out your face and hear the voice of God, not only for herself, but also for the body, because you ordained her and set her apart for such a time as this. And we thank God, glory to God, for Mother Alexander, a special prayer over her and for her and what you have before, that she have before you, that you move to. And we're praying for debt cancellation and all of and this situation with Corey. God, we're praying for that family. We're praying for that baby. We're praying, glory to God, against every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme. We come against, glory to God, any spirit that would even try to bring any harm or danger to her right now. We cancel that assignment. We come against the thief that already got a plot and plan, the scheme, but we rebuke, bind, and loosen from it. She's shielded under the blood, the babe, the prey, the family. We're praying awakening, healing, the wholeness, and the peace of God. Pray for Mother McCormick that she continue to stand and speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord, that she have the wisdom and the discernment to flow in and out of whatever God give her to do and I give her to do. Speaking blessings upon her, that you continue to bless that mind, that it be the mind of Christ, and that she will, glory to God, take the authority and the power that God has given her to and walk in it in the name of Jesus. We just love you for all that you're doing. Keep us all wherever they are. And I pray for those siblings that are up in D.C., God, for after their mom is gone, they still get so much pain, the seeds have been planted, and they still not, interacting with each other like they need, still some division and confusion and chaos. God, we're praying they'll come to a place, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, for a reality check, getting late in the day, glory to God, 60 and now older than that, and this time now to wake up and recognize, not to just perpetrate that I have Jesus on the scene when it's a crisis, but in the meantime, other than that, I'll just be masquerading, and other times some that don't know him at all, but God, just pray for healing and deliverance in their lives. You know what each one needs, and you know collectively, glory to God, what they need, so we are praying healing for them in the name of Jesus as we release them back over to your hands in all these situations and circumstances, that you, glory to God, may get the glory as you continue to touch and bless and strengthen us to keep the faith. Even in the midst of our dilemmas, our challenges, even when things are going on in our bodies and our lives and things are going on around us, God help us, glory to God, to keep looking to the hills that's coming to our help. We know sometimes it can be disturbing, but that's why you say cast the cares and all you that are labored and come to you, you'll give the rest, and you are our peacemaker, and you're the peace that we need in the midst of all our situations and storms. Help us, God, to walk in obedience. Don't let ourselves get tripped and find ourselves talking contrary and be snared by our words, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Help us to speak life. And you say, so is a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So help us to get our mind and our imagination together and bring it in compliance with what your word says. We just love you for your mercy and your grace. In the name of Jesus, as we cast these cares back to you, and glory to God and call back our peace, joy, strength, courage, and encouragement as we bind and loose Satan from his assignment, as we speak life, health, and wholeness in your protection and your shield. In Jesus' name. And bind up transferring spirits in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
Praise
the Lord
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Is anything else?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Take it if you're home. All right, we thank God again for you all and
night.
The power of the word in you. Hello?
Have a blessed night, everyone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And
angels
praise
God. I'm blessed.
Amen. So y'all have a good
Lord,
night.
Thank you.
We look forward to
thank
it.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen. Amen.
Love
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Say thanks to the Lord.
Good
amen.
Night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.